first time for everything. Written by Sour Lime Zest. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, My Hero Academia. Rating, explicit. Relationship, Aizawa Shota, Yamada Hizashi. Also tagged for, sex worker present Mike, trans male character, trans Aizawa, squirting, AFAB terminology, young eraser Mike, and alternate universe, no quirks. Shota doesn't know why he agreed to do this. He knew the adult content that Hizashi created was varied, from themed masturbation to him fucking himself open on intimidatingly big dildos. That was the normal part. Finding out that he also did educational porn, however, came as a shock. Shota wasn't even sure what that was. Something felt really weird about sitting down and pulling up a video to learn how to pleasure yourself. It seemed like a thing you'd search in an incognito window and hope no one was around to see. Further research led him to the conclusion that, yes, educational porn is, indeed, a popular genre. Despite this, he's still completely unprepared when Hizashi straight up asks him to be in one of his instructional videos. Over lunch. Like it's fucking nothing. I'm sorry, you want to do what to me on camera? Shota had heard him just fine, but for his own sanity, he had to make sure he wasn't chewing too loud and accidentally misheard him. Come on, Sho. Stop clutching your pearls. Hizashi scoffs. You told me you've never squirted before. Here's a perfect opportunity to rectify that problem. Yep, he'd heard him right. His best friend of 6 years had just propositioned him for sex. Shota tries to collect himself. I didn't tell you that so you could turn it into a fucking internet tutorial. He'd only told Hizashi because they'd been high and oversharing about their sexcapades. He thought he might regret divulging that information at some point, and now life's proving that theory exactly right. Okay, listen. You are by no means obligated to say yes, so don't feel pressured. This is completely up to you, and my feelings won't be hurt if you say no, Hizashi explains. One of my subs asked about it, though. I was racking my brain to figure out how I could do a video on that, and then I remembered what you said a little while back. They asked you how to make someone squirt and you thought I'd be a good candidate for that? Well, yeah, you've never done it before and you've got a super sensitive pussy. Hizashi, Shota growls. They're eating lunch in public for God's sake. What? You told me that. That doesn't mean I want you talking about it in the middle of a food court. I'll keep my voice down, jeez, Hizashi tells him. My point is, it's a win-win for both of us. I get to give my subs a super detailed and accurate lesson, and you get to have a mind-blowing orgasm that'll make your whole body shake. He looks over his sunglasses, smirking. If you don't want that, though, That's A-okay. It's up to you. Shota doesn't know whether or not to be annoyed at his smugness or shook by his confidence. There isn't a shred of doubt in his voice, and it makes Shota's face heat up in a way he's not sure he dislikes. I'll think about it. That had, eventually, turned into a yes, but on two conditions. One, Hizashi has to blur his face out before he posts the video. There's no way in hell he wants his identity known on some back-end porn site, especially when he's got his career to think about in the future. Two, he can't be weird about this. They were just helping each other out. Shota's helping him with his work and also getting something in return for it. It's a business transaction, and they're just friends. So everything has to stay professional. Hizashi agrees to those terms with no issue. If anything, he seems way too excited about being able to film this in the first place. His excitement doesn't die down, especially when he finally has Shota lying on his back, fully naked and pussy exposed to an intimidatingly large camera lens. Hizashi insisted they do this in the kitchen for some reason. The only explanation that comes to mind is that things might get messy, and it'd be easier to clean up. But even if Shota does end up actually squirting, it can't possibly be that much. Shota lifts his hips to let Hizashi tuck a pillow under his butt, and one beneath his head. His kitchen island isn't the most comfortable surface, so he appreciates the consideration. Hizashi moves towards the camera and looks to Shota before pressing record. You ready? He shrugs. I guess. Hizashi chuckles. Loving the enthusiasm, but seriously, you sure you're still up for this? A beat passes before he speaks again. Yeah, I'm ready. Awesome! Shota hears the beep of the camera rolling and tenses up a bit. The thought about being recorded is definitely giving him some performance anxiety. He tries to forget about it as Hizashi comes back over, standing beside him as he waves to no one. Hey there, listeners! Hope you guys are having a cool day wherever you are. I've got something a little different planned for today's sexucational video. Shota almost snorts. Of course he'd have a dumb name like that for this series. One of you guys asked me if I could do a tutorial on how to make someone squirt, and my pal here graciously agreed to let me do a live demonstration on him. Hizashi looks back at him, flashing a smile. Couldn't ask for a better friend than him. Shota rolls his eyes, silently mouthing at him to get on with it already. Hizashi smirks and looks back towards the camera. He's being a little impatient today, so why don't we get into it? Shota feels two hands on each of his bent knees, gently pushing them further apart. Spread your legs for me, Hizashi tells him. Just a little more so everyone can see clearly. Something about the way he says the first part sends a shiver down Shota's spine. For him. Hizashi's voice takes on a slightly huskier tone, and suddenly he finds himself letting his legs fall open, bristling at the feeling of cold air between his thighs. Yeah. Just like that. Hizashi's hands leave his knees, and one trails down his thigh, creeping its way down to slowly spread his labia apart. So the first thing you want to do is make sure whoever you're fucking is turned on enough. Getting someone to squirt when they're bone dry is like trying to start a car with a phone charger. A finger slides between his folds, dragging over his hole and ghosting his protruding clit. Shota twitches, trying to stifle the sharp breath he sucks in. You can do this a lot of ways. Eating them out, fingering them, using a toy, etc. Hizashi teasingly runs his finger over Shota's clit again and smiles when he jolts. My friend's got a pretty sensitive pussy, though, so I'll just stick to my fingers for now. A toy might be too much, and I don't want him coming before I can make him squirt. Fucking smug asshole. Shota grumpily thinks. So fucking what if he was sensitive? Does Hizashi want more of a challenge or something? It isn't as if getting someone off like this is the easiest task in the world anyway. He should be a challenge enough as it is. All of Shota's thoughts turn to mush in his head when Hizashi moves his hand again, slightly squeezing his clit between his index and middle finger. At a terribly slow pace, he slides them up and down, stirring up a warmth in Shota's gut as the motion sends dull waves of pleasure through his abdomen. It shouldn't be enough to pull a low moan from his chest, but it is. He tries to find something to grip, but there's nothing on this stupid marble top island. Hizashi's just in reach, and Shota settles on sinking his nails into the fabric of Hizashi's thin cloth t-shirt, trying to keep himself together as he continues. See what I mean? He's already getting a little wet, Hizashi says, squeezing his fingers together a bit tighter as he strokes. Shota jerks and bites back another moan, swearing under his breath at the sensation. Every pussy is different, though, so just see whatever works for that specific person. My friend just happens to like a lot of pressure on his clit, so squeezing it like this really gets him going. Shota's never told him this information, but he's dead right. The fact that Hizashi caught onto that fact so quickly is almost scary. Ah, there we go, Hizashi purrs. Pay attention to how aroused the person is getting. Like I said before, you don't want to get them off too fast. You just want to push them close to the edge. And not over. That comes later. Shota starts rocking his hips into his hand, and it almost feels involuntary. He feels the overwhelming need to chase the buzz of pleasure that fades every time Hizashi stills his motions. It adds a delicious amount of friction. He needs that even more, given the growing, sticky wetness now pouring out of his folds. That's it. Make yourself feel good, baby. Hizashi switches his technique, still squeezing with his fingers but rubbing in quick, firm circles over his fully erect clit. You're doing fucking great. Keep going. Shota's head is spinning a little. There's so much he needs to process right now that he forgets to breathe for a second. Hizashi calling him baby. Fuck. Fuck, that made him wetter. He's only ever called Shota babe or sweetheart in a patronizing way. Like when he does something that justifiably pisses Shota off and Hizashi tries to joke around to lighten the mood. He's never said it like that, with a smoky, smooth voice that drips with honey. Shota can't tell whether or not this is just Hizashi accurately guessing his kinks again and indulging him, but he's starting to care less and less. The sudden change in stroke makes him let out a loud, guttural groan, his legs buckling inward as his head cants back into the pillow. His jaw is wide open now, fixed in a stuttering wave of pleasure. Zashi, he chokes out, chest heaving. More, fuck, give me more. And then, for some unknown fucking reason, he stops. Shota's disorientation comes to a halt, and he feels like he's just smacked face first into a wall. His eyes jump to Hizashi, who's moving away from his lower half and leaning over to his ear instead. Why the hell did you stop? His voice is ragged and dry. Keep going. You want me to give you more, right? Hizashi asks quietly enough for only him to hear. I can do that, but only if you're cool with what I want to do. Which is? Eat you out? The reply makes Shota's eyes go wide. Just a little. I won't do anything too intense. I just need to get you really turned on for this to work. Well, if anything would get him aroused out of his damn mind, it's that. He knows that from experience. He swallows. This felt like it was treading all over that don't make things weird rule that they'd established early on. Fingering was one thing, but eating him out? Having Hizashi that up close and personal with his body was an entirely different level of intimacy they were stumbling into. Although, fuck if Shota's mind wasn't already running rampant with what Hizashi could do to him with that big mouth of his. Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Hizashi grins at him and winks, shifting around the island so he's between Shota's legs. He drops down onto his knees, and Shota feels an arm wrap around his thighs, keeping them wide enough, apart to slot his head between them. The camera's not going to see anything since I'm right in front of you, so I'll just cut this out later, Hizashi says, using his free hand to spread Shota's lips apart yet again. There's a slight pause, and the silence makes Shota uneasy, so he tilts his head up, looking quizzically down at him. What? Is something wrong? Hizashi shakes his head. Not at all. Then why are you taking so long? Shota's a little antsy. He wants to feel that same warm pleasure bubbling in his gut again. It's just... Fuck, Sho. You've got such a gorgeous cunt. Hizashi drags two fingers down his sex, experimentally pushing one inside his dripping hole. Like, seriously, it's puffy and pink and so damn tight. Shit. Shota's ab muscles tighten at the feeling of his inner walls being stroked, both at the stretch and Hizashi rubbing the pad of his finger against something that feels a little too good. I appreciate the compliment, fuck, but if you finger me, I'm gonna come, I promise you. Just from one, though? Damn, you're even more sensitive than I thought, Hizashi says dreamily. I want to get you right to the edge, though, so that's a good thing. Just here. He reaches up, taking one of Shota's hands and bringing it to his head. Pull my hair a little bit if you're almost there, and then I'll stop, okay? Tentatively, Shota nods, mentally preparing himself for the roller coaster of stimulation he's about to be put through. Hizashi returns his nod and refocuses his attention to the task at hand, still working his finger in and out as he lowers his face to his mound. Shota's eyes roll back to the back of his skull. The first thing Hizashi does is wrap his lips around his throbbing clit and suck hard enough to make his hips buck off the countertop. Jesus fucking Christ, of course Hizashi has to dive right in with the one thing that makes him seize up like he's been hit with lightning. He's reading his body all too fucking well, alternating between sucking and dragging his flattened tongue over his clit. With every long lap, Hizashi flicks it with his tongue, drawing stunted moan after moan from Shota's raw throat. Hizashi, he whines. He never fucking whines. But Hizashi has him mewling like a damn puppy. Fuck, 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 that feels so good. Shit! He feels Hizashi moan into his crotch, discreetly slipping another finger in alongside the one pumping into him. He pulls back briefly, panting and catching his breath from drowning in Shota's slick for so long. You moan so fucking pretty, Sho. Hizashi runs his tongue from his fingers up to his clit, giving it a hard, short suck before pulling off with a wet pop. Shota cries out at that, bucking up hard enough to bump Hizashi's face back a few inches. Fuck, I'd eat you out all fucking day if I could. Pussy tastes so damn good. Shota bites his lip. He's doing this to turn him on, right? All the praise and dirty talk and pet names. He thinks it's all just a part of the video demonstration, but then he remembers that Hizashi's not including this part in his video. There's no reason for him to put on a show for the camera. All of this is just for him. That thought alone is enough to make Shota scramble to wrench his hands in Hizashi's hair, pulling for dear life because he's going to come if he doesn't stop right fucking now. I'm close, really fucking close. Stop! He stutters. Hizashi, come on! He pulls away, and Shota feels as if the wind's been knocked from his chest. The steep drop of being 10 seconds from climaxing to no stimulation whatsoever almost makes him sob. Right, sorry. Hizashi stumbles, composing himself, climbing back to his feet. I kind of got carried away. My bad. No fucking shit. Shota pants. Won't do anything too intense, my ass. Hizashi side-eyes him, leaning over slightly to speak into his ear. Maybe if your pussy didn't taste like a 5-course buffet, I could have held back a little more. That shuts Shota up quick. Without missing a beat, he turns back towards the camera, positioning his hand between Shota's legs. Okay, so now that my friend's turned on enough, I can actually demonstrate what this video is about, he says. You want to slip your ring and middle fingers inside them. Kind of like that hand gesture you do at rock concerts and stuff. Oh my god, Shota groans indignantly. Really? Do you want to squirt or not? Hizashi quips back. Shota looks him up and down and pouts, nodding with slight annoyance. That's what I thought. Now, like I was saying, you slip those fingers inside. See how easy they're going in because he's so wet? That's where you want to be before you do this. Hizashi places his other palm flat against Shota's stomach, right above his pubic mound, before pressing down a bit. It'll help a lot if you put pressure on their bladder like this. Fun fact, squirting feels a lot like you gotta pee really bad at first. Or so I've been told. Fuck, that does feel really good, actually. Shota moans breathily as the pressure adds an entirely new level of pleasure to all of Hizashi's actions. Now you want to curl your fingers up and find their G-spot. It should feel kinda spongy. Ugh! Shota's hips jump from the table and his head falls back. Fuck! And there it is, Hizashi chuckles. So, while you're doing that, you want to finger them hard. It's gonna look really intense, but trust me, 9 times out of 10 they can handle it. Just make sure you're not hurting them. Maybe Shota should have asked what this supposed technique was before agreeing to this. Hizashi was already fingering him pretty intensely before this, and it nearly brought tears to his eyes. What the fuck was he about to do now? Suddenly, everything shoots from 0 to 1,000% at once. Hizashi starts pistoning his fingers in and out of his hole, jabbing them into the sensitive nerves of his G-spot over and over like a fucking jackhammer. It's unlike anything Shota's ever felt before, and certainly nothing anyone's ever done to him in the past. Every thrust into his walls makes another burst of white-hot pleasure ripple through his pussy. The sound of Hizashi's fingers recklessly pumping into him is so fucking sloppy and foul that obscene, wet squelches fill the room. Shota starts losing control of his body. His hips start bucking up and down into Hizashi's hand, trailing after that intoxicating sensation of something pounding into his walls. He doesn't even realize when his chest starts pitching upward off the counter. Every one of his limbs is trying to figure out how the fuck to deal with this much stimulation. Oh my god, oh my... he croons when Hizashi presses harder onto his stomach. Zashi! He's almost there, shit! He swears under his breath. I can tell because he's tensing up a lot. Just keep going and don't let up. Shota's fucking shaking. His thighs are twitching and his bladder feels like it's about to burst with how much pressure Hizashi's putting on it. It feels so goddamn good. Both sensations are melding together into some sort of overwhelming hurricane of arousal that threatens to pull him under. That's it, baby. Come on. You're so fucking close. Hizashi's by his face again, the ends of his hair tickling his shoulder. He adjusts the angle of his hand and rubs his palm firmly against Shota's clit as he thrusts, groaning at the way his mouth drops open in silent pleasure. You can do it. I know you can. Come all over my hand with that gorgeous cunt of yours. Come on. His voice drops deathly low and he growls, come for me. And just like that, something snaps in Shota's body. He's making ungodly sounds, unable to form coherent words anymore and just babbling out broken noises of desperation. Cum squirts from his pussy in a wet, hot gush of fluids that drenches Hizashi's entire sleeve. This doesn't even feel like an orgasm. It feels like an out-of-body experience that just keeps going and going while Shota's convulsing beneath Hizashi's touch. How the fuck is he coming this hard for this long? He swears he hears the sound of his own cum splashing against the tile floor like a goddamn fire hose, and he just can't wrap his head around what the fuck Hizashi just did to him. Fuck. That's fucking perfect, holy shit. Hizashi doesn't let up, somehow still managing to keep his pace while Shota seizes on the countertop. Shit, I want to milk you dry, baby boy. I know you got more in you. Come on, soak me. Shota screams. He wants to snap at Hizashi to just shut up, because every fucking word that comes out of his mouth is spiking his pleasure past the point he can handle, but he can't. He's only capable of making the most pitiful whine while another burst of cum squirts out onto the floor, bucking miserably against Hizashi's hand with the little strength he has left. Zashi... Shota slurs, his thighs still spasming with every stroke of his G-spot. Stop. Too much. Fuck, it's too much. I'm gonna pass out. Hizashi snaps out of his lustful haze in an instant. He brings his fingers to a slow halt, now soothingly stroking Shota's thigh with his free hand. I hear ya, loud and clear. Take a breath and relax for me. I gotcha. Shota doesn't even know if he remembers how to relax after all that. Even as Hizashi slowly slips his fingers out, his hollow walls hum with aftershocks of ecstasy. He can't believe that Hizashi had proved himself right. He gave Shota an orgasm that made his entire fucking body quiver like a blade of grass. Hizashi looks back up at the camera, smiling a bit nervously as he laughs. So, as you can probably see, this method might take a lot out of the person. So just follow up with the aftercare they're gonna need after this. Shota's mind is a bit floaty right now. He lazily watches Hizashi speed walk over to the camera and turn it off before coming back to his side, one of his hands cupping his jaw. Hey, you okay? Like, for real? He asks, genuine concern on his face. I didn't mean to push past your limit. It's fine, I'm fine, he mutters, bleary-eyed. He coughs a bit and his tongue sits heavy in his mouth, and he realizes that's probably from it hanging open for so long. Water. I need water. My mouth is so fucking dry. Of course, hold on a sec. Hizashi darts away. Shota hears the faint sound of glass clinking and a running faucet over the ringing in his ears. A hand slides behind his back, guiding him up a bit to sip from a metal straw. Whatever you need from me right now, please let me know. I've made people squirt before, but Jesus, not like that. I'm surprised you're even moving right now. Shota manages to take a small sip before scoffing quietly. Way to gloat. I'm not gloating. I'm being serious, Hizashi insists. Sho, you straight up looked possessed for a second. Like, don't get me wrong, it was hot as hell. But I was genuinely worried for a second. Shota turns his attention fully towards Hizashi, casting his vision down towards his crotch. Was your dick worried too? Or is that just something it does when you finger your friends? Hizashi goes tomato red, nearly dropping the glass as he shields the very obvious erection straining in his sweats. Come on, he whines. You can't just squirt all over my floor and moan like a porn star and expect me not to get a little hard from it. A little hard? Okay, really hard. I'm really hard because you're really fucking hot when you come, and I need you to stop staring at it because... Wait, hold on. Shota! Did you... He's fully lucid now, pushing the glass of water away and making sure he's seeing what he thinks he's seeing. Did you come? Shota's eyes meet Hizashi's, and they're caught in a silent, deathly long staring match, both of them waiting to see who'll break the tension first. Shota knows what he wants to say, but he wants to hear Hizashi say it first. After a few seconds of empty air, though, he realizes that Hizashi is clearly too embarrassed to speak up before him. Shota clears his throat. I know that I said I didn't want to make this weird, but... Can we do that again? Hizashi finally blurts out. Like, not on camera. Just some other random time you ever feel like getting fingered again? If not, I totally get that, and you can just forget I ever asked about it. But... If you were hypothetically down, just know that I'd also hypothetically be down to... Zashi, shut up. Shota cuts in. At first, Hizashi looks at him like he's just royally fucked up and overstepped by a mile. He opens his mouth to sheepishly start apologizing, until Shota interrupts again, now smirking. Yes, we can do it again. I can't be expected to just go back to regular orgasms after that. All the anxiety washes away from Hizashi's face, and his signature big, toothy grin is back, beaming bright and eagerly. Bet. The end. Heart is saying no, no. You still wanna be with me, baby? There's a price to pay. I'm cheating, I'm cheating. You gotta be more of me. You still wanna be with me? I can make your wish come true. You gotta make a big impression. Gotta like what you do. Oh, yeah. You still wanna be with me, baby? There's a price to pay. If you enjoyed this podfic and would like to leave feedback, either for myself or for the author, you can find the podfic probably at whatever post you downloaded it from. There's probably a way to leave feedback there. And from that post, there should be a link to the text work of this podfic. And that's where you can leave feedback for the author. Thanks for listening!